Hello, I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The U.S. ambassador to Turkey is calling an attack near the consulate in Istanbul an obvious act of terrorism. According to the city's governor, three police officers and three attackers were killed in a gun battle. It began when gunmen pulled up in a car and opened fire at a police checkpoint outside the consulate. The police fired back. Bullets flew for up to 5 minutes. No Americans or consulate employees were hurt. Iran says it has successfully test-fired 9 medium and long-range missiles, including one that can reach as far as Israel. Tehran says the exercise is meant to show it can and will respond to any attack by the U.S. or Israel. The White House is calling on Tehran to refrain from any more tests. Well, the costs of damages after the Iowa floods are adding up to some staggering numbers. The University of Iowa put its repair cost at $231 million. That more than triples the original estimate of about $75 million, and that's still a preliminary estimate. 20 campus buildings were damaged by the flooding, but a university spokesman says they learn more about the extent of the damage every day. Overall damage costs from the record flooding in June are expected to be in the billions. Polygamist sect leader Warren Jeffs is in a Las Vegas hospital. Police wouldn't say why, but the sheriff says Jeffs' condition is serious enough for him to be moved to a hospital about 100 miles from the Arizona jail, where he was awaiting two trials on charges of incest and sexual misconduct. The 52-year-old was already convicted for his part in arranging the marriage of a 14-year-old to her 19-year-old cousin. You won't pay more at the gas station today, but you won't pay less either. AAA says the national average for unleaded gas is holding steady at $4.11 a gallon. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.